to Psalms chapter 136. Psalms chapter 136, that's the text we will be looking at tonight. Tonight, I would like to just take a few minutes here and just share with y'all a very simple thought, and that thought is to give thanks unto the Lord, to give thanks unto the Lord for what He has done in our life. Sometimes in our life, it's easy to get so caught up in all the problems and so get caught up in all the distractions that we lose focus, and sometimes we forget how good God has been to us. And so tonight, I'll just take a few minutes and just remind us what God has done in our life, and I would like to do it here from Psalms chapter 136. Let's read the first three verses and then verse 26. Psalms chapter 136, verses 1, 2, and 3, and then we'll read verse 26. The Bible says, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Amen. Verse 2, "O give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever." Verse 3, "O give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever." And then verse 26, "O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever." Let's pray. Dear God, thank You for the opportunity to be here tonight, Lord. Thank You for these people that came out tonight to hear Your word on this Thursday night. Lord, I ask that You would use Your word in a great and mighty way. Lord, I need You tonight. Lord, I hope that we can remember and that we can be reminded of how amazing, awesome God we serve, how good You've been to us, and how we need to give thanks, how we need to rejoice in You every single moment of every single day. Lord, I pray this all in Your wonderful holy name. Amen. Amen. So tonight, give thanks unto the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. And I think this psalm very clearly tells us that. It starts out with telling us to give thanks. And at the end of the psalm, it reminds us to give thanks. But in the middle of that psalm, there's a few reasons of why we should give thanks. And that's what I'd like to share with you tonight. There's five reasons of why we should give thanks here in this psalm. The first reason we see in verse number 1. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." I'd like to remind you tonight that our God, He is good. That our God, He is good. That He has been good to you. And I think the Bible very clearly tells us that every good thing we have is from God. I'd like to remind you tonight that the Bible says in James chapter 1 and verse 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." I'd like to remind you tonight that God is good. You might be going through a difficult time in your life. You might be facing some difficulties. You might be facing some trials. There might be some problems with your finances or with your health or with your family. But the Bible tells us that our God is good. And we should give thanks unto Him because of His goodness in our life. You know what? The reason we're here alive today is because our God has given us life. He has given us breath. He has given us the opportunity to be born and to grow to where we are. I'm 23 years old. He's given me 23 years of life. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm so thankful that not only has He given me life, but He's given me the chance to be born in America, where I had a chance to hear about the gospel from a very early age. I had the chance to be born to a Christian family where I heard about the gospel. I think about, you know, some people maybe over in Africa or in South America or in Asia, that these people, they grew up and they never once heard about the gospel of Jesus Christ. He has given us life, and He's given us the opportunity to be born where we were born. He's given us life, and not only that, He's given us our family. God has blessed me with a wonderful wife. He's blessed me with a wonderful son, and many of us here tonight, God's given us a spouse. He's given us a daughter or a son. He's given us grandchildren. He's given us a brother or a sister. He's given us the family that we have. And that's something to be thankful for. We should rejoice that He's given us our family. Not only has He given us our family, but He's given us our church. You know, I'm so thankful for the home church that I have, and I'm sure here tonight you're thankful for this church. You're thankful for your pastor that takes care of you and that cares about you and preaches the gospel to you. You're thankful for believers that you can fellowship with. He's giving you a church. He's giving you a place of worship where you can gather together with others Some other people may be on the mission field. They might get saved. Someone may be in Middle East, in Morocco or in Iran or somewhere like that. They might get saved, but they don't have a church where they can meet in. Or if they do have a church, they're scared. They're afraid they'll get persecuted. They'll get beaten or taken in prison because they can't meet together. But that's not so for us. He's given us the opportunity to fellowship with one another. He's given us our church. And not only that, He's given us our salvation. He's given us our salvation. Isn't it wonderful that this sinner, that Kason Bloom, who deserved death, who deserved damnation, who deserved hell, that God saved me. And you know what? If you're here tonight and if you're saved, you should be rejoicing in the Lord. You should remember how good He's been to you, how he was willing to send His Son to die in your place, how He's willing to send His Son to die on that cross to be an atonement for your sins. And if you're saved tonight, He has given you the most amazing thing in this world, your salvation. The Bible tells us as Christians, we are our sins have been taken away. We have been made new creatures. And now we have a home in heaven with our God forever. If you're saved, you don't have to fear death anymore. You don't have to be afraid of dying. You can look forward to spending eternity in heaven with your God forever. That's pretty amazing if you ask me, that we have a home in heaven. The Bible says in John 14, verse 2, it says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." Hey, He's gone to prepare a place for us. If you're saved, you can look forward to dying. You can look forward to spending eternity in heaven with God forever. He's given us a home in heaven. And I'd like to remind you that our God is good no matter what the circumstances we are in. He is good no matter the circumstances we are in. I don't know about you, but sometimes it seems to me that when everything's going great, that God is better than when things are going bad. And sometimes in our lives, we allow the circumstances we're in, or we allow the problems we're in, to dictate our view of God. But the truth is that our God remains the same. That He is good no matter what. But sometimes, because of the things we're going through, we allow our circumstances to change our view of God. But I hope tonight that that is not happening with you. I hope tonight that if you're dealing with a problem, if you're dealing with a struggle, if you're dealing with a difficulty, that you realize that your God is good. That He has been good to you. And you should give thanks unto Him for that. The Bible tells us that we should run to God and see if He is good. The Bible says in Psalms 34, verse 8, it says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him." Oh, taste and see. See if God is good. Try Him out. Run to God and see if He is good. The Bible says that He is good to all. Let me read you a few verses here about God's goodness. Psalms 145, verse 9. "The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies over all His works." Nahum 1:7, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust in Him." Psalms 106, verse 1, "Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." Psalms 105, "For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Our God is good. Are you giving thanks unto Him? Have you thought back? Have you remembered how God saved you? Have you remembered all the things that He's done in your life? Are you praising Him? Are you rejoicing in Him? Are you thankful to your God for how good He's been to you? The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." We should give thanks, first of all, because of His goodness. And then secondly, we should give thanks because He is Lord. He is Lord. Look at verse 2 and 3. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever." And verse 3, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever." I'd like to remind you tonight that we serve a powerful God. That we serve a big God who's Lord over everyone. He is Lord over any person. He's Lord over any power. He's Lord over any government. He's Lord over any country. He's Lord over this entire world. He's been exalted up on high. As the Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 9, it says, "Wherefore God hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things under the earth, And every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hey, he has been exalted. He has been lifted up on high above us all. My wife and I were going to the country of Ecuador, and that country is a very religious country. They have a lot of religion there, a lot of false religion. And sadly, many places you go, you'll see images of Jesus. And you know, every time you see Jesus, it's always sad to me. Every time you see Jesus, he's on a cross. And there's nothing wrong with that. He did go to the cross and he did die. But in the country where we're going to in Ecuador, you'll never see Jesus exalted. You'll never see Jesus lifted up. But I'd like to remind you tonight that we don't serve a suffering Savior, but we serve an exalted King. And in our lives, we need to look unto him. And we need to give thanks unto him. And we need to realize how big a God we serve. Sometimes we forget how powerful and how mighty and how wonderful a God we serve. We tend to minimize God. We tend to diminish God. And we don't realize how powerful he is. We should look unto him because he is Lord. Listen to this. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all." Amen. He is above all. He is our Lord. And many times we forget that. Many times we forget that. It's easy for us. We hear the story of the disciples on the Sea of the Galilee, right? On the Sea of Galilee. And the disciples there are crossing the sea, and Jesus is there in the boat with them, and they encounter a storm. The storm arises, and the disciples begin to get afraid. They begin to get fearful, and they said, "God, we're not going to make." They say, "We're not going to make it. We're going to die. We're going to perish." And they go to the back of the boat, and they wake Jesus up, and they say, "Jesus," they say, "Master, we're going to die. We're not going to make it. We're going to perish." And what does Jesus do? He looks down at the storm, and he says, "Peace, be still." The storm rolls away, the sky becomes clear, and then Jesus looks at the disciples, and he says, "Why were you so afraid?" He says, "Why were you so fearful? Why didn't you have any faith?" And we look at the disciples there, and we say, you know what? They had Jesus physically there with them. Why were they so afraid? Why were they so terrified? Because they had the God of the universe in the boat with them. But you know what? The truth is that if you're saved and you have his Spirit in your life, that you have God with you as well. But many times we're afraid, aren't we? We're scared, we're worried, and we forget that we have a powerful God. We have an almighty Savior who is able to work in our lives. He is able to deal with those trials. He's able to deal with those problems in our life. We have a wonderful, amazing, powerful Lord, and we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be fearful because we're looking at all the problems instead of looking at our Savior. We should give thanks because he's Lord. We should rejoice no matter what we're going through. We should be rejoicing in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Secondly, we should praise him, or we should give thanks because he is Lord. And then thirdly, we should give thanks because he is the Creator. He is the Creator. The Bible says here in verses 5 and 6, it says, "To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever." We have a God that made this world. He created this universe, and he made each and every one of us exactly the way that we were supposed to be made. The Bible says in Psalms 139 and verse 14, it says, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." We can step outside and we can see God's handiwork, the things that he made. My dad has an interesting testimony. My dad is from upstate New York. He grew up there. He didn't grow up in a Christian family. He grew up in a lost home. But he came down to Georgia. They moved down to Georgia when he was about 11 years old. And he wasn't really sure if he believed in God. He didn't think that God existed. He said, "If there's a God in heaven, then the rockets must go right through there." And so he said, "I don't really believe in a God." But one of his sisters started going to a Baptist church, and she invited him to this youth camp up in North Carolina. So my dad was going up to that youth camp there, and as he was driving up on that bus to that youth camp, they drove to the mountains in North Carolina. And as that, my dad looked around and he saw God's creation, he saw how beautiful it was, how majestic it was. He said, "You know what? There has to be a God. There had to be somebody that made this." And a few days later at that camp, my dad got saved because of God's creation, showing his work and showing his power. We should give thanks because he is the Creator. He made us. And then fourthly, we should give thanks because he is the Redeemer. He is the Redeemer. Look at verse 23 and verse 24. It says, "Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever." Now this psalm would be sung by the Israelites. And what it's talking about here is talking about how that God redeemed them from their physical enemies. It's talking about how he brought them up out of Egypt, how he led them across the Red Sea. He brought them into the promised land. And if you go back a few verses, it talks about the different kings that God redeemed them from, how he allowed them to take over those kingdoms and he allowed them to defeat their enemies. So right here is talking about a physical redemption. But I'm reminded as well that as Christians here today that we have a redemption as well, don't we? And our redemption is from our sins. Our redemption is from our sins that we needed to die for. But the Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You know what our God was willing to do? He was willing to send his only begotten Son to redeem us from our sins. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? I have a 9-month-old son, Jackson, and I couldn't imagine anything happening to him. I couldn't imagine anybody harming him or anybody hurting him. But our God, he was willing to send his son to die for me and to die for you. He was willing to send his son to redeem us from our sins. The Bible says in Titus 2, verse 14, it says, "Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." The Bible says that he was cursed for us. We deserve to be cursed. We deserve to be punished. But our God wanted to redeem us, so he was cursed on our behalf. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13, it says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." Our God was willing to redeem us. And you know what? He didn't redeem us with money or with silver or with gold or with corruptible things. The Bible says that he was willing to redeem us with his own blood. That he went to the cross and he gave up his life so that we could have life eternal. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 19, listen to this. It says, "Forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as gold and silver, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Just like the Israelites used to take an innocent lamb and slay that lamb and offer it as a sacrifice for their sins, Jesus went to the cross and he offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. That's some powerful redemption right there. And you should be giving thanks. We should be giving thanks to God for what he's done in our life. Just remember how he redeemed you from your sins. You say, "Cason, I don't have much to be thankful for." You can be thankful for his redemption in your life. Remember what Jesus has done for you. We should give thanks because of his redemption. And then finally here tonight, we should give thanks because of his mercy. Because of his mercy. If you read this chapter, it's pretty obvious that it mentions mercy a lot of times, doesn't it? It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." As a psalm, the Israelites would be singing this, and the first part might be kind of like a verse, and then the last part would be a chorus that they would repeat every single verse. They would say, "For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever." And I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that I have a God of mercy. I'm thankful I have a God that was willing to give mercy to me. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it, but my God gave me mercy. And I'm so thankful for his mercy in my life. I deserve death. I deserve judgment, but my God, he gave mercy. And the Bible says that his mercy is not just for a moment, but it's an everlasting mercy. It's eternal mercy. It's a mercy that endures forever. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for by his great love, wherewith he loved us." Our God, he had a lot of mercy. Rich man has a lot of money, has a lot of things. Our God, he has a lot of mercy. And I'm thankful for that because I needed his mercy. And I hope tonight that you're thankful for his mercy as well. I hope tonight that you're rejoicing in the Lord. I hope tonight that you're giving thanks unto him. And I hope tonight that you've been reminded just a little bit about how good God has been to you. How he was willing to send his son to die for you. How he redeemed you. How he gave you mercy. How he's your Lord and how he's been good to you. And I hope tonight that we say, God, you've been good to me. I want to give thanks unto you. I'd like to close by asking you a few questions. First of all, have you received his mercy? I'm assuming here on a Thursday night that most people are saved, but maybe there's someone here that's never received God's mercy, that's never trusted in him. I'd encourage you tonight, you could be saved. And then secondly, I'd like to ask you, maybe say, Kason, I am saved. I am a Christian. I'd like to ask you, are you thankful? When people look at you, do they say, hey, that's somebody that's thankful to their God. That's somebody that's just always happy. That's rejoicing in the Lord because of what God has done in their life. Are you thankful? If you're not thankful, go back and just remember what God has done for you. Open up his word and see the promises he's given to you and rejoice in the Lord. And then thirdly, I like to remind us that we have a merciful God who wants everyone to be saved. The reason my wife and I are going to the country of Ecuador is because I know that we have a God of mercy who wants everyone to be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And I know the only difference between this sinner and the sinner down in the country of Ecuador is that I've had a chance to hear about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I have a God in heaven that wants the people in Ecuador to hear about that gospel as well. And I'd like to remind you, we have a God that wants everyone to hear about his mercy. So whether that be right here in Florida or whether that be across the world, I'd encourage you to share the gospel with others. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your truth, Lord. Thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. And I ask and I hope that we are thankful tonight. I ask, Lord, and we hope that we rejoice in you and we give thanks unto you. And we're just thankful for how good you've been to us. Lord, help us never get bitter. Help us never get angry, but always rejoice in you. Lord, I ask that you would bless the pastor as he comes to close this time of invitation. I pray this all in your wonderful holy name. Amen.